is time for another edition of the At Your Service podcast. It is part of the Branson Podcast Network. I'm Scott McCauley, and we have, tell you what, we've been unusually busy with a couple of Stone County Community Health Coalition podcasts. And before we get underway with today's podcast with the Conservation Department, I should really pass along the apologies I got from one Quentin Fronthaus earlier this week. Quentin, well, you might know, we didn't do a show last week, and Quentin was scheduled to be on. And what I found out is that Quentin was under the weather. And then Quentin had just forgotten he was supposed to be on, because usually, even if he's ill, he will say, hey, I can't do the show, or someone else is coming in for me. We switch that up. And as I've explained before on the show, a lot of times things come up, whether it's training, sometimes there's investigations going on, and if they're, you know, they do have their primary job, so I try not to interfere with that. So Quentin is doing much better. He sends his apologies. Quentin will be joining us here hopefully in the next few weeks in his next rotation. So we did have to go back to the board because we were, I want to say maybe we were at a 12 or 13, maybe 14 weeks in a row. So we had to start over, okay, 1 week in a row. We have our weekly visit with the Missouri Department of Conservation. It's a little show we call the Conservation Report. And delivering this week's Conservation Report, one of the Christian County agents. In fact, he is the newest member of the Missouri Department of Conservation, the agent pool here in the Lakes region. His name is Alex Walker. Alex, it is great to see you again. How have you been?
Oh, I've been doing just fine, Scott.
It's great. And hopefully, I know it's been kind of a busy time of year, and because we didn't get a chance to do a show last week, one thing we haven't really had a chance to talk about was the opening day of the trout season at Roaring River. And you were telling me earlier you were there. How did things go?
Things went great. We had several thousand people showed up to fish that morning, and all throughout the day saw a lot of fish getting caught, a lot of people leaving with some full stringers. It was a pretty productive day.
Yeah, and I know, as I recall, we'd had some really warm weather. It had kind of cooled down a little bit, but not too awfully bad. Like I said, over the years we have seen everything from 70 to 80 degree weather. One year there was an ice storm on the opening day. I think one year we had severe thunderstorms move through just prior to the opening. So we've had every conceivable thing happen. For this year, that was actually a pretty nice year. I guess folks had to dress up maybe early in the morning to make sure they're warm, but I did see some people or see some posts that it was a great overall weekend, and it looks like opening day certainly matched it, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was just a little chilly in the morning. People had their coveralls on, but by noon they were shedding layers, and it was 60 degrees. So it was a really good day for opening day of trout season.
Yeah, I know we have talked often, and we were going to try to do it this year because on Friday it had been a perfect day, because I've always wanted to get over there one time for the opening day just to see. I mean, I don't fish, but I do. I think that'd be a great sight. I've had some friends do it in the past. My schedule just didn't allow it this year. However, with the opening day being Saturday next year, going to maybe get with Quentin and maybe Dan Vanderhoff and see if we can't do something. I think that would be a lot of fun, because I have heard from people that a lot of times people do just go over there. Maybe they are not fishing, but it is kind of a great spectacle. There's a lot going on. It's kind of a fun atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great thing just to witness and to be able to see that many fishermen out in one spot at the same time.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get out there next year Saturday morning, just make sure you get there early to get a parking spot, because it's going to fill up fast.
Right. I know the only down thing about it is I know the folks, the students at Cassville schools will be sad because it's on a weekend, so they won't miss any school, because school's always out in Cassville the day of trout season, unless they do something the day before. I don't know. But anyway, we have got we do have a lot to catch up on, and we mentioned, of course, we have got catch and keep trout season now underway through the end of October, but we have some other seasons about to open up, right?
Yeah, so actually our next season just opened up today. Paddlefish snagging season opened up today, and it's going to run through April 30th.
All right. And tell us a little bit about what we need to know about that.
Well, so paddlefish season is kind of a special fishing season here in the state of Missouri. Paddlefish, it's a large, long-lived fish. They're big filter feeders, so you can't catch them with a lure. So essentially, you've got to snag them in the side with a big hook. So as far as regulations go for paddlefish, you're going to be fishing for them down on Table Rock Lake. That's where they're stocked. Generally, they're going to be moving up into the river channels this time of year, getting ready to spawn. So as far as length limits, they've got to be at least 34 inches long on Table Rock Lake and their tributaries. So that would be up, you know, the James River arm, Kings River, all up those rivers. It's still going to be 34 inches. Paddlefish are a little bit different than most of your other game fish we have in the state as far as measuring goes. Most fish, like bass or crappie, you measure from the mouth to the end of the tail. Paddlefish is different. You're going to measure it from the eye to the fork in the tail. And the reason for that is because the tail's so large and they have a huge, you know, paddle on the front of their head, their rostrum, and that takes up about a third of the fish's total length. So right. That's kind of just a wasted length as far as a measurement goes. So that's why we measure it from the eye to the fork in the tail.
You know, I've told this story before, but probably not for you, that for several years ago, my wife and I were just doing some driving around the region, and we were over in the Cape Fear area and went down to that little launching area right below the 76 bridge there as you go into Cape Fear. And we were just looking around, and we saw, unfortunately, it was a deceased paddlefish, but it was the first time I'd seen one up close. And wow, I mean, it's like you're thinking, okay, this is something I see like in a movie or something, or see in a different part, but this is something that's a home fish, you know, a native fish to this area. And frankly, that area of Stone County you're talking about, the James and King Rivers, is as good as any area in the state to get them.
Oh yeah, so it's paddlefish are kind of interesting. So they are a native fish to central United States. So primarily they're a river fish, so the majority of the fish are generally found in the Missouri, the Mississippi River. Then obviously they move up the river channels and go out throughout the entire state. Earlier in the 19th century and the 1900s, their populations declined drastically. Most of that was because of dams and just overfishing. Right. Because like I said, they're a long-lived fish, so a mature paddlefish can live upwards of 50-plus years. So removing one of those big females from the population, you know, that causes a huge impact on one fishery. So and like I said, they spawn moving up the river, so by creating those dams you prevent them from being able to spawn. So that's why back in the 70s they started stocking paddlefish in Table Rock Lake, and that's actually why we still have paddlefish in that lake, is because of those stockings by the conservation department.
And good thing too, because it is a sight to behold. Another reason to go fish on Table Rock Lake, because of course there's a lot of great fishing out there, and just one of those. Remind us, of course, it does start here on the 15th today. When does paddlefish season end?
It ends on April 30th.
Okay, so basically just 6 weeks to take advantage of that and get that all set. However, I do believe there's a major hunting season just around the corner, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, right now we've got coyotes, the thermal season is still going on. It's going to be going on for the next couple weeks. I'm trying to think, it's kind of embarrassing. What hunting season are we talking about?
I was referring to turkey season.
Turkey season. Oh my gosh. Well, that's kind of embarrassing that the game warden is just, yeah, he's so caught up in paddlefish, he forgets about turkey season to open it up in April.
Exactly. You remember the paddlefish and you forgot that one. So remember, when you are listening to this podcast, the guest today was really Dan Aiken. We're going to blame him for it, and then we'll go for it, because he would be the one that would forget that, because he thinks about the fish. But yes, turkey season is around the corner. So tell us, because you do know about it, you just forgot about it right
yeah,
now.
No, it's just I had paddlefish on the brain. So yeah, turkey season's going to open up next month in April. So hunters, you need to start making sure you're getting your permits ahead of time. Get out there. Let's start pattering our shotguns ahead of the season. That way, opening day, you don't shoot right over the top of one. Regulations are actually going to change a little bit this year for the spring season if people aren't keeping up to date on that. So as far as shooting hours, that's going to be the biggest change for this year. So on private property, hunters can shoot until 30 minutes after sunset. So we're allowing all day hunting on private property. Now, if you're hunting on public property, we still got to stop at 1 o'clock. So it's going to remain constant on private or on public land, but on private, it's going to be extended to all day hunting. So that's going to kind of be the biggest change this year for the spring turkey season.
Right.
Of course, we've got some more fall turkey regulations that are going to change a little bit, but
are the limits pretty much the same as they were last year?
Limits are going to be the same this year. The only thing that's going to change for the spring season is those shooting hours. Now during the fall turkey hunting season, limits are still going to be the same, but as far as the permits go, that's where it's going to change. So during the spring season, we're not going to have archery turkey season anymore. It's just going to be fall turkey season. So you have to buy a fall turkey tag if you're going to hunt either during the archery season or during the firearm season. So that's going to be kind of the biggest thing I think that hunters are going to run into as far as changes for the fall season. The spring season, it's just going to be the shooting hours, and it's going to be a little confusing at first, because depending where you're at, is going to determine how long you can go out and hunt.
Which is why the website comes in handy here, because you can basically kind of zero in on your area and figure out what you can and can't do and what your perimeters are, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And you can find all those information, changes and regulations, on our website, mdc.mo.gov. You can also find any programs or upcoming events in your area. You can also find the Operation Game Thief hotline. So if you are out fishing or hunting over the weekend and you run across a violation or witness it and you need to report it, you can report that on the Operation Game Thief hotline at 1-800-392-1111.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it's kind of, we've been talking about this the last few weeks, but this is kind of the start of the season. Really, really the catch and keep kind of, you realize spring is close, and then all of a sudden between paddlefish turkey season and then the other seasons that are going on, we're kind of getting into that outdoor season, and I don't know about you, but I'm pretty happy about that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited. It's time to get busy again. We had a little bit of a lull there after deer season, but now it's rearing back up, and it's time to get back to work.
Anything before we let you go, anything going on around Christian County with your areas you want to let everyone know about?
You know, it's just kind of the same old thing in Christian County. You know, with the weather warming up, you're going to have a lot more opportunities to get out and hike at Busick, float on the James and the Finley River. That's another thing, you know, since we were talking about paddlefish earlier. You know, the James River does go up into Christian County, so there's plenty of opportunities to try and get out and snag some paddlefish further up the river. Now, granted, that's weather dependent, so we've got to get a little bit more rain and get that water levels to come up, because those big fish just can't get over some of those shallow rocky riffles. But if we get a little bit of rain, those paddlefish will start shooting up into Christian County, and you may have some close to home good paddlefish fishing.
Absolutely. And of course, just the floating itself. And I do know that the rain, especially down in Arkansas, really jumped the Buffalo National River, which was needing it badly. And I know some of the rivers in Missouri and some of the streams kind of got that same, but we could still use a little bit more to get those levels balanced, can't we?
We could definitely use some rain here in Southwest Missouri, that's for sure. A lot more than what we got yesterday.
Yes. So let's do this. Let's try to keep it in the overnight hours, so during the daytime people can be out, but then it can rain overnight when most people are sleeping. I don't know if we can make that deal or not, but we can give it a try.
We can try.
Absolutely. Remind them once again, if they need more information for the Missouri Department of Conservation, where can they get it?
You can get it on our website, mdc.mo.gov.
All right. And let's, just as a reminder, the Operation Game Thief number again is?
It's going to be 1-800-392-1111.
All right. Alex, thank you for coming by and visiting with us today. It was great seeing you again. And hopefully as we get this weather balanced out, we're going to be in much more spring-like conditions and get ready to enjoy the outdoors. Talk to you again soon.
You bet.
Alex Walker from the Missouri Department of Conservation from Christian County delivering this week's Conservation Report. And that wraps up our Conservation Report podcast, part of the Branson Podcast Network series called At Your Service. Yes, based on the radio show I did for many, many years. We've got the Conservation Report. We've got the monthly visits with the Stone County Community Health Coalition that we're back on track with. We've got a couple of current podcasts we'd like you to listen to there. And, of course, keep up to date every week with the Missouri Department of Conservation right here on the At Your Service podcast.